Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. I hope you'll go there at smallbusinessadvocate.com and find all the things that we're doing. We update every week. But especially, go find Joel Barker Suite on my site. And all you got to do is type in his name in our search engine, Joel Barker. And you'll find the page where we launch all the wisdom that he's deposited with us, all the future thinking he's given us over the years. And so that's one of the great, he's one of the great members of our Brain Trust, almost 2,000 members, the largest community of small business experts in the world. And Joel's also the author of Five Reasons of the Future and other books and films on things that you and I need to know about. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I don't know if other people contemplate this, but I don't have a life, so I do contemplate these things a lot, and that is, how are we going to continue to what's going to happen when we run out of bandwidth on the radio frequencies that are out there? There's a finite number of radio frequencies, as I understand it, and they, you know, they auction them off, and you can buy them and secure them and use them and resell them. But everything's going wireless these days, and so I actually wonder, you know, at what point in time are we gonna, or I'm concerned, are we gonna max this out in 50 years? Are we gonna max this out? Well, you have news on that, don't you?
Really important news. But you know what we've seen is we've digitized to expand the spectrum, you know, make more space in the spectrum.
That's right.
Spectrum is spectrum. You know, I mean that you it's like you can't pass a law to repeal gravity. You also
right.
can't pass a law to expand spectrum, but actually, it turns out the Italians did it.
Huh.
I mean, this is what I love from, you know, everybody in the world is doing neat stuff. So the Italians were trying to figure out how to increase capacity in a single wavelength. And one of their researchers, Fabrizio Tamburini, at the University of Padua, took a standard, you know the satellite dishes that you see for TV, DirecTV?
Yep, of course.
So think about that as a circle, and you know it's got a slight concavity to it. You know, it's got a slight curve because it focuses the signal on that centerpiece there. They took that kind of a dish. They cut a slice down to the center. All right, so it's like a radius, except they cut through it.
Mm-hmm.
They then pushed back one side and pulled up the other side. So if you think about it, it actually has become part of a curl, like a spiral staircase, right?
Right.
What they found out was when they fired a signal off that surface, the radio wave began to spiral.
Hmm.
And what they found was by changing the depth of that cut, you got different shaped spirals, and they don't interfere with one another. And just by making that one change, you can increase your capacity at any level. They were doing
so
that.
It's like adding dimensions?
Exactly. If you think about it, if I'm spiraling, so my spiral is every 2 inches, and you're spiraling, your spiral is every 4 inches, we don't cross one another.
Mm-hmm.
They can increase the capacity, right? This is just right now, 10 times.
Wow.
At every spectrum that they've tested.
Now think about this. And of course, you know me, I'm always thinking about what's the business angle. Think about the people who already own the spectrum.
Yeah.
And they bought it thinking it had this much capacity.
And now
if they could buy a device that would multiply that by 10 times, think about that dividend.
Absolutely. What it does is says there is 10 times. That's not 100%. That's 1,000%
right.
more potential capacity than we thought we had. And again, what I love about it, it's a paradigm shift, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Radio waves travel up and down, but they don't go in a curl. Guess what? We can curl them now. And by the way, all you have to do is take your signal, you know, your generating unit, and cut the slice and put the twist in it.
Huh.
And it does it. It's so incredibly simple.
Well, and now we have a new product that the antenna people can sell.
I mean, this true.
And also we have to give a shout out to Marconi, Joel.
Yes. Yep.
The Italian
started it.
How about talk about coming full circle? We can't let that go, can we?
No, that's right. And by the way, it didn't come full circle; it came full spiral.
There you go. Well, that's very interesting. See, this has very interesting. This could have an impact on this could hold costs down.
Yeah.
I can expand, I mean, think about this. This is a competitive advantage. Not only for the people who can produce this, but for consumers. I mean, I can see where this is the way of expanding connectivity, expanding connection, telecom, data transfer, expanding all that into generations without the need to raise costs because of a limited capacity.
Exactly. All of a sudden, where we thought there was a limit, it's actually 10 times bigger. The territory is 10 times bigger. So that does say 2050 looks pretty good.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you. I mean, this is a paradigm shift.
Yep.
No question about it. And
new territory.
Absolutely. So fascinating.
Viral signal.
Fascinating stuff, folks. Joel always brings us this, and we'll keep tracking this. And you're going to be, this will be definitely be something you're going to hear about as time goes by, because this will work its way into cellular phone marketing material before long. Probably.
I gotta believe it will.
Yeah.
Gotta believe it will.
And could have an impact on and even my business, the radio business. Joel, thanks for that. Hang on, folks. We're going to take a quick break. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel? JoelBarker.com. You can find all of his stuff there, the books, the video, the films, and all of his work. When we come back, I'm going to ask Joel to help me talk about, I'm going to ask him to talk to us about the future of Wall Street. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.